Big time win, baby. Big time, big time.
Oh!
Hey,
I was coming.
All right, hey, listen. Congratulations, baby. And how about those Chiefs?
Yeah!
It's a special day, but it's real special for number 91. It's
yeah.
his birthday.
Yeah!
Hey, man, we got the greatest coach in the game.
That's all you need to say. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, real tight, man. We a family, man. Real tight, real tight.
Family on three. One, two, three.
Family!
Come on, baby, we gotta get in there!
You got to find it!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Even though the Chiefs have a bye, we've got a great show for you this week, featuring the only unbeaten team in the National Football League, the historic 9-0 start and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll go under the helmet with place kicker Ryan Suckup, who's had one of the best years of any kicker in the National Football League. He'll get into the winning philosophy of special teams coach Dave Tobe as the Chiefs attack the second half of the season. And our coach's corner this week is really general manager's corner. I'll sit down and chat with GM John Dorsey about how he assembled this 9-0 Chiefs team and look ahead. Keep in mind, John was with the Packers for nearly a quarter century, and Dorsey knows what it takes to win in November, December, January, and February. And later in the show, it's not just the 53 men that came into this season well prepared. It's also the Chiefs cheerleaders who worked very hard to be the best at what they do. And we'll go back to last May and check in with the Chiefs calendar shoot. But before all that, let's go onto the helmet with the guy who's got 34 touchbacks. That's tied for fourth in the National Football League. A big part of the Chiefs being number one in the league in field position. And he's only missed three field goals all year. As we go under the helmet with Ryan Succa.
Here's Succa now trying a 51-yard field goal from the near hash. Holcomb puts the ball down. Suckup gets a pretty good swing on this one. Is it lined up? He's got it, a 51-yarder. And Suckup nails it with the driver from the tee box.
We've had a lot of games like that this year where we've had field goals late in the game, not necessarily to win the game, but to put us up by either six or put us up by two scores. And that's awesome because that's a testament of how we're playing as a team. And it's great to be able to be in those positions. And, it's an awesome opportunity to be able to go out and knock it through. And for me, I'm just focused. I'm approaching it like I do every other kick and just picking a spot, trying to keep my head down and swing through, put a good stroke on it, and let everything else take care of itself.
Stay on your blocks! Stay on your blocks. Good legal blocks. Let's be physical.
You know, Dave's done a great job of really making guys realize the impact that we can make. And, guys, like I know for us, especially in the huddle on kickoff, like you mentioned, we're fired up, man. We're ready to go out there. The guys are excited to go make a play. And I'm just trying to go out and hit a good kick. And if they return it, give them something good to cover. Having Dustin's huge. He's an unbelievable holder. Obviously, people don't understand how good he is as a punter, but what a lot of people don't know is how good he is as a holder. And he really makes, really makes that thing go. And I can always trust him and know that it's going to be perfect. And it really frees me up to go out and do my job. The fans in Arrowhead are, we have the best fans in the NFL, hands down. I mean, I think I've played in just about every stadium now. Out of all the ones I've played in, nothing compares to here at Arrowhead. I mean, they're the loudest, craziest, most dedicated fans that you'll ever find, in the National Football League. So we're really blessed to have them, and it's cool that we've been able to give them something to get excited about, and in turn, they've really been able to help us, especially on defense. I mean, there's been several games here where, no question, the fans have really made an impact in the game and really gotten us over the edge and really helped us get a win. So it's kind of cool having that relationship where we're getting them fired up, they're getting us fired up, and it's been good.
I think it's real cool. The fans out here, they're real passionate about football. It's overwhelming. It's really nothing I can explain. I have to go there and really have to see the vibe around the stadium and the people. It's just something that you have to see, like, before you die.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, I'll be joined by General Manager John Dorsey for an exclusive one-on-one. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will bring you the key focus points for this Chiefs team as they prepare for the remainder of the 2013 season.
Yet another victory Monday. 9-0 are the Kansas City Chiefs. This team has accomplished everything they could. The NFL is about wins and losses and not power polls. They've done the best with the schedule that's been put in front of them through the first 9 games.
You got to stay on top of your game. You see it happen every week, right? Teams, they relax a little bit, and boom, they get picked off. You can't do that. You can relax this week, and then you get yourself charged up and you get yourself ready to go against Denver. We'll get back.
It's the bye week here in Kansas City, and the Chiefs are 9-0. The players had a few days to recuperate and heal some of those nagging aches and pains, but it won't be long before they're back in the building and preparing for Week 11 showdown at Mile High. With 3 straight conference games on the horizon, this could be a pivotal stretch for the 2013 Chiefs. And with that, here are the 3 main focus points for the bye week. First, making history. With the Chiefs' win over the Bills last Sunday, they became the first team in NFL history to start out a season 9-0 after having the league's worst record the previous season. They've also tied the team record for the best start to a season. And with 7 more games to play, they've already achieved the best single-season turnaround in team history. Second, Andy Reid's bye week success. In one of the more mind-blowing stats of today's NFL, Andy Reid's teams are 13-1 when coming off a bye week. The one loss came when the other team was also coming off a bye. For a coach with a reputation for being a savvy motivator, it would appear his approach during the bye week is no exception. Third, Sunday Night Football. Heading into this season, it appeared the Chiefs would have just one nationally televised primetime game, the Thursday night battle against the Eagles in Week 3. But in an unexpected development late last week, CBS relinquished its rights to broadcast the AFC West showdown, and with that, the biggest game of the year got a little bit bigger. The Chiefs will take on the Broncos in primetime, under the lights of NBC's Sunday Night Football. It's been one wild ride through 9 weeks of the NFL season. We've seen a game-changing 100-yard interception return, an 89-yard ankle-breaking punt return, and we've even seen a world record. But as Alex Smith said earlier this week, they don't give out trophies after 9 weeks. There's a lot more that this team wants to accomplish by the time it's all said and done. So rest up, Chiefs fans. There's a lot more work to do in 2013.
John, you and your staff work so hard to put this roster together. It's kind of like watching your kids grow up. What about this 9-0 start?
When you go about this whole process, you want to get the best players available for this coaching staff, who are excellent teachers. You want to create that competitive depth that we've always talked about. But I think the most rewarding thing is watch how these guys have come together. We've emphasized that, and they've truly have come together as a group. It's a total team effort.
How unique is that to see this team come together like it has?
Do you try to create that? There's sometimes that you have it, sometimes you don't. It's a year in, year out thing, but it starts from leadership at top. And once the leadership continually and constantly gives you that message, guys start to believe into it. They believe in their abilities and the common goal that everybody is striving to achieve. And you can see that in their play every Sunday.
For lack of a better term, how much of the Andy Reid-ness in his approach, you've known him a long time, has been a part of this incredible start?
I've always said one of the things I admire about Andy is his ability to lead groups of young men. Guys have bought into that. It's easy to like him. He treats them fair. He treats them like men. And that's what good head coaches do. They lead young men to great goals.
I don't get excited much. I'm pretty docile. But every week,
you're just there saying, okay, it's 7-0, it's 8-0, it's 9-0. In Green Bay, you won in November, you won in December, you won in January, you won in February. From here on, how do you win in the winter?
1-0. I mean, you go each week looking at your opponent. You have to play sound defense. You have to be able to run the football and not make turnovers. But what you have to concentrate is one game at a time and win November.
Let me ask you about your crew, because now the college games get more intense. You're getting rivalry games, you get big bowl games, you get BCS games. What about you and your evaluation over the next 60 to 75 days?
Well, I think it's critical. You know, right now we're probably 70% done in terms of actually going through the fall season of the college personnel department. I'll be going out on the road scouting here myself, so I'll go catch a couple games. The All-Star games are coming up here. That'll be a big assessment. You get a chance to really evaluate these guys, not only as players, but as people. And that's your first time to really get to know them.
That being said, how much do you weigh in when there's a conference championship game, a rivalry game, or a game to try to get bowl eligible? Do they weigh any more than a September game?
I don't think so. You can put a lot of emphasis on those big marquee games, those rival games, those conference games. But it's the consistency factor, I think, that's important. How you play through the whole year. Are you dominating your opponents? It all comes down to the position itself, I think.
And when do you start putting together a board, and how fluid? Do you have a pseudo board right now?
No. We put our board together after all the All-Star games have concluded. All the scouts will gather here for about 17 days, and then we'll do our first board building exercise, so to speak. Then we'll go to the combine. We'll come back from the combine. We'll begin to do a second board building phase, and then it continually progresses all the way until May this year.
Stay right here, and you won't want to miss this, because when we return, we'll take a look back at the Chiefs cheerleader calendar shoot in St. Thomas, complete with a heated beach football game coached by yours truly. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. You know, a lot has been discussed about the Chiefs players and how hard they worked in the offseason to create this 9-0 start. But what about the Chiefs cheerleaders? Cheer director Stephanie Judah puts together a training regimen both in season and in the offseason to make this squad one of the best in the National Football League. But let's go back to their calendar shoot to the Virgin Islands last May. It was a mix of work and play. Here's your ticket on a trip to the Virgin Islands to see what it took to put that terrific calendar together.
Sunrise shots are some of the most beautiful, but they're kind of the most chaotic.
It's definitely an early morning. You gotta get a lot of coffee in to get yourself pumped and ready to go, because that's an early start. I'm not much of a morning person.
Hi, good morning, are you awake?
It means for our girls, very early wake-up calls. Hair and makeup is typically 3 a.m. Our crew is all loading up in the vans and getting ready. We have a set time that we must depart from the hotel, and we cannot be late. It's not a straight shot to a beach. We're dealing with hills and kind of wavy roads.
Getting a little nauseous, and it was dark, and we were on the left side of the road. I was holding on to the handle up top.
You know, in some cases for us, it's a 20-minute, 25-minute, 30-minute drive to get there, and you got to allow yourself time to get there, not get lost, not have any traffic. So it's an adrenaline rush for us, but it's awesome. Not yet. You know, we try to plan. We do a lot of work up front before we ever come down here. We had a specific place that we felt really good. We knew we wanted to go there. We scheduled it for our sunrise. And then when we got there, it wasn't quite what we thought it was going to be.
We had mountains surrounding us and the scenery was beautiful, but the sun wasn't coming up necessarily the way they wanted it to come across. And the amazing bay looked more like a lake.
It wasn't that it was a bad place. It was just the sun didn't come up in the way that we thought it was going to. And so in the middle of that shot, we just stopped. We said, no more. Let's go find a new place. So as we moved to that next location, you know, the thing that caught our eye was, one, it was the way the sun was already shining into the water. When the sun hits the water in the right kind of way, it literally turns it turquoise, teals. It's amazing. But then what was unique about this one is you had these piercing black rocks. And so as we're looking at our colors of our swimsuits or even the colors of our girls' hair, it was like, what girl would really stand out in that location? We knew Summer would be the perfect shot because of her gold swimsuit. You know, she's got this metallic gold. It's beautiful. It's shining. When the sun hits it, it glows. Perfect fit. The hardest part is, how do you get her out there? Don't let her get soaking wet, not fall, because her hair is gorgeous. It might be easier to come this way. Here, come this way. Come on.
I'm not a very graceful person, so it was interesting because I was in flip-flops and the rocks were covered in algae and sea urchins. And I was basically told, here's your rock, get to it, don't touch any sea urchins.
Oh, that's kind of a big step.
You can do it. I got you.
Okay. It probably took longer getting to my spot than the actual shoot because I'm not very graceful and it took a while, but I had like 4 different people helping me.
You know, Summer is a pro. She's been around for a long time and we don't typically give her anything easy. We put her in those shots because we know she can handle it. And you know, she struggled getting through those rocks trying to climb and get into spot, and we put her in some positions that were not comfortable, but from a camera's eye were stunning. So it's one of those moments where you just have to be able to, you know, deal with it and deal with it well, and that's what she does brilliantly. The best part of the week, hands down, is on Thursday afternoon. We send everybody down onto the beach, our sponsors, all the cheerleaders, and we have 2 former Chiefs players with us, so Kevin Lockett and Keith Cash, and then we also had Mitch Holtis with us.
This is what we're talking about. This is going to be the Bob Sutton cover 2 man under defense. That's what we're going to run. We got great kids.
And the 3 of them, they divide out our team. So they go through some drills, they kind of learn some of their plays, and then you want to talk about some competitive women? Well, there it is.
Hot!
These girls, they don't want to lose. They are winners. Hands down, even though we said no tackling, I think I saw some tackling on that beach. It was an awesome afternoon to really kind of just finish up the trip.
Chiefs on 3, 1, 2, 3, Chiefs! Woo!
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. These Kansas City Chiefs players and coaches get a much-deserved weekend off. They have pushed hard since the beginning of training camp. They've shown mental and physical toughness, and finally they get a chance to shut the engines down. But the engines get revved back up for next week's game. You know who it's against and what's on the line. And the national lights will again be squarely on the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get you ready for that week and that game like no other show can. And a special thanks to our 65 TPT crew. They also have been busting it since July. So, we'll all be back and ready to go and get you ready for the Denver Broncos right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. by Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.